And a very happy good afternoon, or maybe it's already evening. I guess maybe it's evening here, 5:30 p.m. to the Hopkins Senior High School Advanced Orchestra. This is Dr. Steve Benham from Duquesne University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I heard your intermediate orchestra earlier today, and now we hear you. Nice big group on stage. It's always fun to see. It's hard to really start piano with so many players, right? It could be a little softer. Don't rip off the last note in each measure, right? Make sure that those chord changes are heard. So it's a D, a D, a D, T, T, but we hear those. So if I'm thinking lightly, right? I'm thinking perhaps more off the string, bounced. Just be careful not to overdo the port event or those slide. There's your shift. Remember, forte is only strong, so again, you want to have a sense of light. Nice crescendo there. Don't rush. Nice job. Their second violins overall. Oop, that's one of the worst and out of tune G's, right? Tough section there, the rhythmically precise and intricate ones. You did such a beautiful job on these kind of sections that are lush and full. It's where your orchestra really shines. But these little precise ones, the bows are not really moving together. So it sounds a little bit muddy. The conductor is very musical as well, and that shows up in your playing as well. But I think we need more technical exercises, more etudes, and to get our facility really working together. Tempo, be careful. Don't jump the downbeat there. And don't rush the ending. Yeah. So, some really, really good things in that performance. Again, the nice, warm sound when you're playing full. You get a good sense of how to produce a good characteristic sound. What we are challenged by is the technical accuracy and fluency in those passages that are a little bit more demanding, specifically how we do the spiccato bowings. And then just making sure that we don't rush or anticipate. As you get louder, you do tend to push just a little bit. Most orchestras do, unless they're really attentive to it. And as you get more energy in the sound, you want to be sure that you're not, pushing the tempo ahead. So, anyway, all right, looking forward to the next piece here. Really make the entrance a good lead in, otherwise it sounds a little bit like you made a mistake, right? Again, we're just emphasizing the downbeat too much here. So, dee 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 da dum. As with many ariosos, there's a leading on two into three to the downbeat. Nice phrase there. A second cello could even be more. More crescendo cello viola. So if you're going to put a pause there, do it after beat one, because the two notes of the anacrusis is right into measure 33. Sustain it first, fall in, skip the forte going, fortissimo. Even more insistent seconds. Now diminuendo. Good job, basses on that B flat. It's such an important note there. Together, seconds are first, 52, but nice phrase. Crescendo here a little bit, rest of motion. This could even be strong here. Nice job there, violin one solo. more time and they're together. Yeah, nice job on that. Mike Hoppins is a good friend of mine and teaches at the University of Michigan, and he would just be thrilled, absolutely thrilled, to hear how beautifully you played that piece and what musicality you put into it, what beauty it was. I'll be sure to let him know. But really, really super job, so congratulations. And now something absolutely completely different, the famous Mantras by Richard Meier. Almost 20 years old now, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 1997, so when it first came out, it was very popular and something quite new. All those time changes, accents, and all that. Start together, right? So breathe together at the beginning. The same way that you breathe so beautifully for your phrases, breathe for the rhythm. More accents. Accents. Yeah, so the orchestra is so good musically, but rhythmically it doesn't have quite the same sense of stability that it does as musically. You're rushing here just a little bit, pushing just a little bit. Don't lose tempo. Now you can. Change together. do so well in these sections, right? But this is where we really have to give as much emphasis to the fast part of just really being able to play more accurately with a good spiccato bowing and good rhythms throughout. Watch that last note, viola. That third is out of tune. Oops. It didn't come in together, right? I always love this section of this piece. Another solo. Two, three, one, two, three. Right, so the ties were a little bit long, and so we lose tempo here. Don't rush. Da 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 da. Yeah, so you have several different tempos in this fast section. I just encourage you to put the metronome on and see how you vary from section to section. I love that ring because it shows how in tune you were at the end there, which is awesome. So, good performance overall. I enjoyed it. Very, very good teaching going on. Good groups. The thing I think that is priority for me in terms of what I hear is absolutely rhythm, rhythmic precision, and not rushing, and just being able to play as beautifully when you play fast as you do when you play slow, which is exceptional. So congratulations to you all, and thank you for coming, and I hope to hear you again in the future.